Dalet Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rav Chiya Omar. Right, so we were discussing the last halacha of the previous Mishnah, and that was, or the second to last halacha of the previous Mishnah, which was discussing Ha'achin Hashutfin. So two brothers, they yarshined the estate of their father, and the Mishnah says that there are several chiyuvim, obviously, that are going to come about now. Two of which are negeya to our sugya, which is the kalboin that one had to be meisiv when he gave the machsa shekel. Additionally, meisiv behema. So Mishnah made an interesting statement. It said that when the brothers are going to be chayiv in kalboin, they'll be potter for meisiv behema. When they'll be chayiv in meisiv behema, they'll be potter in a kalboin. You can't be chayiv in kalboin and in meisiv behema. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. Today we're going to see differently. So, that was what the Mishnah said. When are they chayiv in kalboin potter from ma'aseh behema? And when are they chayiv in ma'aseh behema potter in a kalboin? So we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that if they didn't split the Yerusha, they didn't divide it, and now they go ahead, they give you machsa shekel from the state, they give you ma'aseh behema from the state, they'll be chayiv in ma'aseh behema. Because we look at the ma'aseh behema as if it belongs to the father, who's a single, is a sole proprietor. He has to give ma'aseh behema, just like any other person would have to give ma'aseh behema. Albeit they're doing it for him, but he has a chiyuv ma'aseh behema from his estate. They'll be potter in a kalboin because being that they're giving somebody else's machzis hashekel, or the way we look at it is really that the father is giving machzis b'shekel on their behalf. We said that halacha is if somebody gives machzis hashekel for somebody else, there's no chiyuv kalboin. That's what we spoke about yesterday. If they divided the estate, and then they became partners again, Chazru v'neshtatfu, and now they're coming together after they already divided the Yerusha, so then it's the other way around. They'll be potter for ma'aseh behema because we look at it as a new shutfis, and shutfin are always potter for ma'aseh behema. They'll be chayiv in kalboin because now it's theirs. They're giving on their own behalf. If they're giving on their own behalf, they're chayiv in kalboin. So, Rav Chiya Amar, Rav Chiya said that Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Rabbi Yirmiya had any boy, he declared, V'loma leis non amrin, why didn't the Mishnah also say, Pomim shein chayiv? That there are times that they'll be chayiv in kalbin and ma'aseh behema, who pomish and p'turim is evidence, and there are times they'll be potter for ma'aseh behema. Hey, chavido, how does that play out? Skip the parentheses. Chalku hanechasim v'le chalku ha-behema. If they divided the money and they didn't divide the behema, so he left over an estate. So there were animals and there was cash and there was real estate and who knows what there was. So if they divided the nechasim other than the behemas, v'le chalku ha-behema, they didn't divide the behema, then chayavin b'zeh u'b'zeh. They're chayiv in kalboin because being that they divided the nechasim now belong to the brothers. Chazur v'neshtatfu, they're giving machsa shekel on their own behalf. Again, now it's theirs. They already had the Yerusha. They divided it up. So therefore, they'll be chayiv in kalboin. They'll be potter from ma'aseh behema because lo chalku ha-behema. So if they didn't divide the behema belongs to the father. So therefore, they'll be chayiv in ma'aseh behema. So they're chayiv for both. The chalku ha-behema. But if they divided the behema, v'lo chalku ha-sanachasim, then p'tur mizeh mizeh. Why? The potter from ma'aseh behema, being that they divided the behema, now it's a behema shel shutfin. They didn't divide the nechasim, so the machsa shekel is really the father's, so someone's giving machsa shekel on behalf of somebody else, so they'd be potter from kalboin. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara. So Rabbi Yirmiya didn't understand why the Mishnah said that you're always going to either be chayiv in ma'aseh behema, or you're going to be chayiv in kalboin, because as we just mentioned, it's possible to have a scenario where you'll be chayiv in both, and it's possible to have a scenario where you'll be potter from both.
If they divided the estate, each one would still be chayiv in ma'aseh behema, correct?
Individually. The only reason that potter from ma'aseh behema is because of chazru v'neshtatfu, because they became shutfim again, and shutfim are potter from ma'aseh behema. Correct. That's a halacha. Omer Amon or Amon said, Hadot da'at Omar. This is all true. Vishali hoisa behema roi. This is all true when the animals are not roi with the nechasim. This that we're making a chilik between chalku ha-behema or chalku ha-nechasim, that's only if the animal wasn't the roi. Avam hoisa behema roi, but if the animal was the roi, hein ikin nechasim. So if the majority of the nechasim were behemas, and they divided the behemas, then we say that even if they didn't divide the nechasim, Roiv the Yerusha was divided, it's as if the entire Yerusha was divided, even the Nechasim, so that now when they go together and give Machsa Shekel, we look at it as if it was Chazav and Ishtatvu, and they'll be Chayiv and Kalboin. Rabbi Abin Amrabama said that Rab Shami declared, Mipnesha Sisim Ka'odam Echod, Eitzel Maise Behema, At Poichem in a Kalboin. Rab Shami just was unsure, he didn't understand the entire Svara, why, if they didn't divide the Yerusha, so technically, the money still belongs to the estate, and now the brothers go together and they give machzis hashekel for themselves, that they're potter from ma'aseh behema. He just didn't understand the svara. Everything that we discussed previously, Rav Shammai is not sure of. Amale, so they told him, Lo yishanyahi. What do you mean? Why are you not? Why don't you understand it? Shehu noisin sela echad shleima. The way that Taklin Chadatin explains is that somebody is giving machsa shekel on behalf of somebody else. The money belongs to the father. The father's not alive anymore, so he doesn't have to give machsa shekel. His sons are going ahead and giving machsa shekel using his father's money. Anytime Reuven gives machsa shekel with Shimon's money or on behalf of Shimon, there's no chiyuv kalbein. So what don't you understand? It's not. I understand, but that's the svara, that until the estate is divided, we still look at it, it's in the reshus of the state, and if the father was one person, it's owned by a yachid as opposed to by the shutfin. This is the sugi right here. So the Gemara says, afilu amalei lo yishanya hishu noisin sala echad shleimo miyato. So he told him, yeah, but if that's the case, afilu cholku v'chazu v'nishtatfu chayovin b'maisa behemo p'turman akalboin. Then even if they became shutfin again, they should be put. Again, Rabbi Shammai just didn't understand the sugi. We spoke yesterday, and we just mentioned now, we understand the sugi. If they didn't divide the state, then it belongs to the father. Once they divide it, they become shutfin again. Now there's a new shutfis. Shammai didn't get it. He didn't understand why, if they didn't divide it yet, we look at it as if it's the father's. Lamaisa, he's dead. He's not giving machsa shekel. They're giving it right now on their own behalf. So we should look at it as if they're giving their own machsa shekel for themselves. It should be a chiv kalbin. And Maman of Shach, Elamai, you're looking at it as if it's the father's, then chazur v'neshtatu, you should also look at it as if it's the father's. In case he just wasn't sure of the svara. So right, so that was his kasha. So we have a two dots here, but the Takon Chalitin says, no, it's not two dots. The next part of Gemara is a teretz. Rabbo, b'shem Abba Barav Huna, said that he shnei achim sheyoshuas aviyim, he shnei gisim sheyoshuas chameyim. Two sons that yarshin their father is the same as two sons-in-law that yarshin their shver. So basically, the point is that you're not sure. You don't understand why, if they divide the Yerusha and they become partners again, why don't we look at it as if they're undoing the Chalukah? It says, if you'd have two sons-in-law, the Yarsh and their father-in-law, would you have such a Shaila? It says, of course not. Because then you would realize that, right, there's one step removed. A son-in-law can't Yarsh in the Shver directly. He has to Yarsh in it through his wife. So the father dies, he has two daughters, the daughter's Yarshin. They die, or kol mashakana ishakana baila, so they somehow end up getting whatever was their wives. Everybody would understand that if these two shvagers would become partners, that it wouldn't somehow undo the original chalukah. It's just too removed from a chayshu mishpat standpoint to even have such a havamina. So just like you agree to that, so too you should agree that if the two sons go and they become shutfin again, even though the money once was sitting in the same pot, it once belonged to the same estate, now they divided it. When they become shutfin again, you're not undoing it. So until they divide it, it belongs to the state. Once they divide it, they become shutfin again. That what happened, and therefore it's a new shutfis. Potter from Ma'aseh Behemah Chayvin Kalbon Leichon, or also known as Leichon. Hayu HaKalbonis Neiflin. Where did the Kalbonis go? What did they do with this extra Kalbon? Remeyoyimer Lishgolim. It was part of the Machsa Shekel. Colin Chadkin says, Remeir Lashitase. Remeir yesterday said that the Chiv Kalbin is the Raisa. So just like the Machsa Shekel goes to the Chumas Alishka, this also goes to the Chumas Alishka. Rab Loza, Aymer, Linadova. Rab Shimon Shazuri, Aymer, Rab Shimon Shazuri said, what does Linadova mean, by the way? Kitzam is Beach, right? We've discussed many times that there was a lot of times we didn't know what to do with extra money or extra Nechasim. They would throw it into a pot that went for an Eilas Nadova that was the Kitzam is Beach. There was a halacha that the Mizbeach always had to have, there always had to be action on the Mizbeach. Something had to be going. Something had to be burning, fires, things. So what did they do if there was no karbanas being brought? They would bring a karban oilo. It was an oilo sibra, an oilo sadava. Had they funded? Well, this extra money would always go to fund that. So Rabbi said that, right, that this, exactly. So this money would go to that fund as well. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yoimer Rikua Zohav Etzipa Gabeis Kedosh HaKadoshim. It was used for the gold-plated things in the Kedosh HaKadoshim. Benaza Yoimer Shulchanam HaYonayt L'Noyisam. No, the money changers used to take it. This was their fee for doing their work. Bezen had to pay them. The Gizbar had to pay them. So this is how they paid them. The Yeshayimin Loitzaz Drachim. Again, associated with the fees of Machsas HaShekel, but there were travel expenses. They had to carry as we'll see in the next Mishnah, they had to carry the money, and you know, they had to go from the Medina to the Makom HaMikdash, the Shulchan Aruch. So again, fees associated with the collections process of Machsas HaShekel. Hajun Alach, Perech Be'echad Ba'ador. Zok to Mishnah. Metzarfin Shkolin Lidar Koinois. Mishnah says a halacha. So you have a Yid, and he's a money changer, and he's collecting machsa shekel. So he went to a large city, and now he's got sacks of these little coins. He has to go up to Yerushalayim. It's not very convenient. So what he wants to do is, the question is, could he change these little coins now for bigger coins? Now, the katchila, you're supposed to give the machsa shekel. Everyone did what they were supposed to do. But you have to actually take the machsa shekel, bring it into the Magom HaMikdash, or could I change it for bigger coins so that I don't have to walk around with a bunch of nickels? I mean, that's the question over here. So Zok Mishnah, yeah, mitzarfin shkolim lidar koines. You're allowed to exchange the smaller coins for larger coins, so that it shouldn't be so inconvenient when you carry it back with you. Another din, just like there were shofaris in the mikdash, these shofaris were like these barrels or these tubes where they used to keep chests, where they used to keep the machzis hashekel. It was narrow on top, it was wide on the bottom, and the reason is that somebody shouldn't be able to stick his hand in and take it out. It's in of the yisim nekiyims. Even if nobody would do it, you shouldn't even have a havamina to be choshed that maybe somebody should make pushkas that way. But so kishem shal yishofris b'mikdash, just like they had these shofris in the mikdash, kachal yishofris b'medina, they had these same shofris in the medina. So the money changers, also there was a halacha, they had to use shofris. The yisim nekiyim, that's what they used to do. B'nei yo'ir, sheshalchu ha-shekleyem. Oh, now we have already a London Shasugya. The Bnei Yeshashach Shikleyem. So Ruvain goes to the money changer, his local money changer, and he gives him his Machsa Shekel. Now the money changer takes the Machsa Shekel, he brings it up with him to Yerushalayim. He shows up to Yerushalayim, they ask him, where's the money? He doesn't have it, it was lost. Nignavu, it was stolen, or it was lost. Im Nitrumah HaTruma. If the Truma was already given, they already took money. Wait, when were they Torah from the Truma Zalishka? Becha Benisa. So if they already took from the Machsis HaShekel, Be'echa B'Nisan, and they started buying Karbonos Tzibur, and you just were going to make it late, so you were going to get there for the second Truma, the third Truma. We said there were three times that they did this. So then the halacha is, Nishba'in L'Gizbarin, the Shomer, this Shulchani, we look at him as a Shomer Pekadim, who's tining Gneva V'Aveda, where the halacha is, he has to swear. The Gemara is going to say, Kipshut, we're talking about a Shomer Chinam. We'll get into this all in the Gemara. So he would swear to the Gizbar, to Hektish, that it was really stolen or was really lost, and then he's going to be fine. The Imlav, but if they weren't Torim yet from the Trumas Alishka, so then Nishban L'Bnei Yair, then he would have to swear to the people whose Machsa Shekel he took, and if he swears, we believe him, and therefore B'nai Yair, Shaiklan Tachteim, the B'nai Yair will have to go ahead and give their own Machsa Shekel. Nimtzu, let's say they find it afterwards, Oshech Zirum, or he comes back and he fesses up, he says, you're right, I lied, I swore, but it's the emes. Here's the machsa shekel. So now we have two machsa shekels for one person. Elu ve'elu shkolim. They both have the kedusha machsa shekel. However, ve'noilim them l'shana haba. You don't have a credit for the next year. Next year, you're going to have to give another machsa shekel. So the Gemara will elaborate on this a little bit. So the Gemara. V'yasois amar goliois. Mishnah said that if you want, you can take the machsa shekel and you can bunch it up into bigger coins. So it'll be easier to carry. Faith Gemara, why don't you do better than that? Take diamonds, right? Diamonds are easy to carry, right? They say the reason Jews have been merchants over the years, they were always diamond dealers, is because they were always on the run. Right, well, first of all, they couldn't own real estate. There were a lot of assets that they just legally weren't allowed to own. But besides that, it was just easy to take. If you had it, you know, if you were given 2 weeks' notice, so you were able to gather all your v'yasu nechsi denaydi, right? V'yasu es margolius. So the Gemara asks, why don't you just do even better? Just take a diamond and bring it all up. So the Gemara shemetaz la margolius. No, because the gizbar hektish wasn't in the commodities business, and they're not looking to take risk. Diamonds, like commodities, they change, they fluctuate, they go up, they go down. So you're going to take $1,000 worth of machsa shekel, you're going to buy a diamond, by the time you show up, it's going to be worth $800. They took a 20% hit. They're not in the business of doing that, and therefore we don't do that. That's something they do. He did, you know, like we find in a Mishnah, he did tanin tamon, the kula nifta mekasef ubishava kasef, you can be paida, maisa sheni, and all different things with kasef, with shava kasef, chutz mishkolim, with the exception of shkolim, take out the next three words. And what it means, chutz mishkolim, is that you can't give machzis hashekel initially with shava kasef. That's what it means. Chutz mishkolim. You can't give it initially, not you can't be paida. You can't initially give machzis hashekel with shava kasef. Why not? But what does shava kasef mean? Something that has value. For Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Shema Yozilu Hakelim, Venimza Hektish Mavsid. You're going to give a pot as machzis hashekel, assuming that it's worth a half a shekel. What if it goes down in value? It's not worth a half a shekel anymore. Again, Bez is not willing to assume this risk. Uf, hachanami, Shema Tazel Amargolius, Venimza Hektish Mavsid. So too, with regards to The Margolius, it's the same svara. Just like the Katchila, you can't give Machzor Shekel and Shava Kesef Shemetazel. So too here, you can't do that either. The Mishnah that said that they had Shifrois in the Medina is referring to the new shekels that they were collecting for the Machzor Shekel for this for the current year. But what if somebody didn't give Machzor Shekel last year? Now he comes and he says, you know I have an outstanding balance from last year. It's like here's a half a shekel, and now I'm giving you for this year. So the halach is we would take the current one. They didn't take the old one. They said you want to give the old one, you have to go bring it to the Makam HaMikdash. Loi bida, they didn't. V'tani kain, in fact, it's a brisa. Atikin b'mikdash, v'in atikin b'medina. The atikin you had to give in the Makam HaMikdash that you couldn't give in the Medina. Masnisa b'shoy mechina. Another halach. The Mishnah that said that if it was nignav or nevad from the shulchani or from the shliach who's bringing the machzor hashekel from the respective cities up to the Makam HaMikdash. So the Mishnah said that he would have to swear if it was stolen or if it was lost. Kneva Vaveda is obviously referring to a Shomer Chinam. Aval b'Shomer Sachar loy. Right, we know that there are four Shomer. There's a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar, a Shoyel, and a Sachar. As it relates to us, we're discussing Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar. Shomer Chinam is someone who agrees to watch something for somebody and he's not asking to be paid. He's Chayiv B'Shiyah. Obviously, if he does something negligent that causes the thing to be lost, he's going to have to pay. But if he says that it was stolen, or if it was lost, he wouldn't have to pay. What he would have to do is he would have to swear that what he's saying is true. You can't just say it, you know. Prove that what you're saying is true with a shvua, shvua deiraisa, shvua sashayman. And then the halach is, if he swears, then he's going to be off the hook. A shayman sachar, being that he gets paid for watching, he has more responsibilities. And as a result, he can't say gneva vaveda, meaning if it was lost, it's your problem. Why did it get lost? Or why was it stolen? You should have been more careful. You should have had it tied to your bed. I don't know. You should have made sure that it didn't get lost. And therefore, if something happens to it, he's going to be chayav. So shayman chinam is potter from gneva vaveda if he swears. A shayman sachar is chayav gneva vaveda. Being the Kol Hanashalai, he can use it. He doesn't just have to watch it. He can actually use it. He's chayv even ba'oitzah. But that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah that says, that if it was stolen from the Shliach, he swears. Obviously, we're talking about a Shem Mechina. Abba B'Shem Mechina, loy b'da. He wouldn't swear. Amar Rab Abba, no. Vafilu teima B'Shem Mechina. Mishnah, we talk about a Shem Mechina. Nignavu means, b'list mezoyin. It doesn't mean that it was just stolen in a way where there was some carelessness on behalf of the Shemer, but it was list mezoyin. He was carjacked. Somebody was ambushed. They knocked him down. He was an oinus. There was nothing he could have done. Of or the case it was lost, it somehow it ended up in a yam. He was on a ship and the ship sunk. So again, that's not something he could have prevented. And being that it's not something that he could have prevented, so therefore even a shayim esacha would be potter because it's oynes, and therefore there'd be a shvuas hashayimin even regarding the shayim esacha. So regular gneva vaveda and a chenami, it would have to be talking about a shayim chinam, but it could always be a gneva vaveda where there was an oynes, and therefore he'd be talking even about a shayim esacha. He got paid, so why is he then a Shem Mechina? So why is he a Shem Mechina? Maybe he's getting paid to. Maybe he's just getting paid to do the work. Maybe. Right, right. But maybe he's getting. But could be the payment he's getting is the Schar Batolo. That's just for doing the work.
Exactly. He's only getting paid for the sitting at the thing for a month.
He's not getting paid to what?
Maybe once he finishes collecting it, at that point, you're not paying me anymore. Although there was a Svara of Leitzah's Drachim. Although one man Dover said, Yeshem and Leitzah's Drachim, that there was an element of Leitzah's Drachim.
Right.
So the Mishnah said,
even
so who
just
does,
because I'm paying travel expenses doesn't mean that
right,
I'm paying
you. Right, I hear, I'm not sure, I hear. So, right, I hear, and a chanami. Right, just paying as you're covering his gas and tolls.
Covering gas and tolls, I'm not paying you to
right.
Take your cargo.
I hear. So the Mishnah said that he has to swear if he says that it was nignav or nevad. Who does he swear to? So it said, at least in the Mishnah said it depends. This is where it gets a little, if it was stolen or it was lost before the Truma Salishka, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where they started distributing the money and buying things, then he would swear to the Bnei Ho'ir. Because then we look at the owner of the Machzor Shekel as the one who gave it, as the donor.
Yeah.
Right, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whoever it was that he collected it from. But if they already were tired from the Trumas HaLishka, then he wouldn't swear anymore to the Bnei Ho'ir, then he would swear to the Gizbar. Because then we look at the Gizbar, meaning Hekdesh, the treasurer of Hekdesh, because then we look at it as belonging to Hekdesh already. Now, it never arrived in the Makam HaMikdash. They never put it in the Trumas HaLishka, even though the Gizbar, who's in charge of the Trumas HaLishka started expensing the money for other things, but never this Machzah Shekel. But once he does his thing, we look at this money as if it belongs to him, and Halacha L'maaseh, so the Shuas HaShomrin is to the Gizbar. He's the owner. He's the Baldova. The Baldova is not the Bnei Yair anymore. Another thing you saw from the Mishnah, that once it gets to the, once the Gizbar gives from the Trumas HaLishka, now that it was stolen, the Bnei Yair wouldn't have to give another Machzah Shekel. When did the Mishnah say the Bnei Yair Shoklin Tachtein? That's if we never did the Trumas HaLishka. I'm the owner. You swear to me. Plus, I'm going to have to give another Machzah Shekel. So the question is why? So, Omar Rab Yusti Bar Simin, ask your command number. This is going according to the command number that holds Torman ala Govoy, Vala Asadlik Voice. That this is going according to the command number that holds that when the first Trumas HaLishka was done, they did it on behalf of not only, they were Torman ala Govoy, Vala Asadlik Voice. They didn't only do it on behalf of the things that had already been collected, but they were Torman on behalf of things that weren't collected yet. They knew that certain revenue was going to come in, and on behalf of that, they already had everybody in mind. Anyone who was going to give Machzah Shekel, they had in mind the first time they were turning from the Lishka. So therefore, we look at this Machzah Shekel that they didn't get yet as if it's already theirs. If it's theirs, it belongs to Hektish. So now it already takes on a life of its own. Brum, but Enochinami, Kimando, Main Tarmin, Loya Lugover, Loya, as a Ligvice, Lipita. And this taka wouldn't be true, this aloha wouldn't be true, it would always belong to the Bnei Yair, and the Shuas HaShemin would always be to the Bnei Yair until it physically arrives in the Makam HaMikdash, and the Bnei Yair would always have to be Shekel Tachteyim. So let's just finish the Gemara. Om Bnei Yair, Shashal Cheshekleim, Om Rabbi Lazar, Di Reb Shimin, that this aloha is according to Reb Shimin. This is the halacha that says, our Mishnah, that there's a Shvuas HaShomrin for the Shomer of the Machzis HaShekel of Itayinaz Gneva Vadeda. That's only according to Reb Shimon, who holds Kachim Shehu Chayiv Ba'achriyusan Kinechasan Hein, that if someone has Kachim, doesn't belong to him. Who does Kachim belong to? Belongs to Hektish. But he's Chayiv and Achrayis. It's as if it's his. What's the Kasha? The Rabbi Loza was bothered that why are we swearing a Shvuas HaShomrim over here? We know there's a halacha that there's no Shvuas HaShomrim, all Dinei Shomrim don't apply to Hektish. If somebody steals Hektish, you don't pay kefil. If it was a, if there's a Chiv Da'al Vehei, there's no Chiv Da'al Vehei. There's no Shvuas HaShomrim regarding Hektish. It says throughout the parashas of Shomrim, it says, Re'eyu, Re'eyu, Re'eyu. There's a halacha that the halachas of Shomrim, the halachas of kefil and Da'al Vehei don't apply to a Shomrim. So the question is, we're dealing with a Machzah Shekel. Whether it arrived in the Trumas HaLishka, it didn't arrive in the Trumas HaLishka, whether you're Torah Malagavoy, you're not the bottom line is the Machzah Shekel, as soon as I go to the Shulchani and I give him this Machzah Shekel, it's Hektish. So if it's Hektish, then there shouldn't be Halacha Shvuas HaShomrim at all. So that was Rabbi Loza's, that's what Rabbi Loza was bothered with. So Rabbi Loza said, you know Pshat in this mission is going to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon knows Dover HaGerim L'mama K'mama Dami. What's Reb Shimon's Shita? So the Makart Reb Shimon is Baba Kamadaf Ayin Da'alad Amabez Parak Merub, it's a Mishnah. Somebody said, Harei Olai Oila. Said, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. And he took an animal, he was mafresh, this is the animal I'm going to bring, Hektish. Somebody goes in and he steals the animal. Somebody steals Hektish, there's no chi of kefil. Says Reb Shimon, no, you have to pay kefil to the owner. Why? It's Hektish, not mine. You're right, it's not mine. It's Hektish. But it's a dover hagurim lamamen. It's something that can cause me hefsin moment. Because now that this was stolen, now that it's not here anymore, so now I'm going to have to go buy another one. So being that this represents something that is very valuable to me, because as long as I have this, I can keep my $100. As soon as, if this is taken away from me, now I'm going to have to take $100 to buy another one. So it's considered a dover agurim lamamin, and Reb Shimon says, alumnus that have a schusmamin in it, all the lamamin get excited. What does it mean? Does it mean that I'm a bailam on it, or I'm not a bailam, it's just klape chiyuve geneva vaveda and chalke mazik, that the dinam apply, usually you need a bailam. Mazik a bailam, yeah, I wasn't a mazik a bailam, but it's dover agurim lamamin, so you're going to be chayv kevel, but it's not really mine, nafkuminas. But the point is that, is it dover agurim lamamin says that even though it's not physically mine, but it represents mine, if I'm going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza said, oh, this sugya must be Reb Shimon. Very gishmak. Would we have Reb Shimon, by the way? He had him psachim. Beginning of psachim is a sugya of if somebody has chometz of a guy. So the halacha is, you're not chayiv by your rabbi, your matzeh. Right, you sell your chametz to a guy. What the Gemara discusses a case where I have chametz of a guy, but I'm a shomer.
So because I'm a shomer, I took upon myself a chrayas that I'm going to make sure that this doesn't get lost. So the, according to Reb Shimon, that dovah agurim l'mamon k'mamon dami, even though the chometz is not mine, so in a perfect sense, as it relates to by Rabbi Yamatz, I shouldn't be chayiv, but being that if somebody would take the chometz away from me, then I would have to repay it. I would have to come up with money. So it's a dovah agurim l'mamon. According to Reb Shimon, dovah agurim l'mamon k'mamon, I'll be over, I'll be chayiv, and by Rabbi Yamatz. Another shayla that Chayim discusses is dovah agurim l'mamon k'mamon only when it was taken away, or even when I actually have it, when it's physically bad. Because as long as I have it, it's not going to cost me anything, and it's not mine. When do I have problems? When it's taken away from me. Now it's hover hadava that it was a dovah agurim l'mamon. So that's a big shayla d'ktois, where the dovah agurim l'mamon is only when it's be'en, or dovah agurim l'mamon, the raya seems to be from the sugya of chametz. But okay, because the chametz, it was never taken away, and I'm over by Rabbi Yamatz. So that's where the shmuz is. But so that's what Rabbi Elazar said, that this sugya is going according to Rabbi Shimon, and a chanami, the machzah shekel is hektish. Being that it's hektish, it should be no parashah shvuas hashemim. But being that it's a dovah hagurim l'mamon, like we said, this person's responsible. So therefore, he's a shomer socher. So therefore, he's going to be harehe shulchai bachrius and kinuchas of him. Rabbi Yechanan said, divrei akol hi mishum shvuas hatakana. No, you could say that it's going even according to the chachamim. We pass like the chachamim. It's not going according to Rabbi Shimon, a dovah hagurim l'mamon, kim mamon dami. Why then would it be a shvuas hashemim? It belongs to hektish. It's a takanas chachamim. You're right. Midday raisa. It shouldn't be the case. But Chachamim didn't want that people should be careless with hektish. Oh, if I'm watching my friend's object, I better be careful because it's a whole parasha of Shomer. If I'm watching hektish's thing, I don't have to worry about it. So Rabbi Yechanan said there was a takanas Chachamim that said that even though midiraisa there's a mute in the parasha of Shomerim that says that it doesn't apply to hektish, midirabanan it doesn't apply to hektish. Adas Rabbi Yechanan, nicha nishbam legizbar. Because of Shvud Rabbanon, right? Not a Shvud Eraisa, right? Adas Rabbi Yochanan, Nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. Nishbam leGizbarim. Why? At times you'd swear to the Gizbar, Vim Lav. And if not, Nishbam leBnei Yir. Right? Depends if they were tired from the Trumas Alishka. They weren't tired from the Trumas Alishka. UBnei Yir Shoykel Achem Tachtei. Mishum Shvuas Takana. Elo leRabbi Lazar. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Nishbam leBnei Yir. We understand why they would swear to the Bnei Yair, because the Bnei Yair are considered a bailim, even though it's hektish, because it's a davar agayim l'mamon for the Bnei Yair, hadohi derab shimin. But nishbam legizbarim, gizbarim mayavidetayu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole mission is understandable. I understand why sometimes you swear to the Bnei Yair, sometimes you swear to the gizbar. It's always hektish, but there's always a shvuas takana. But according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no special takana. The reason you're swearing is because davar gerim l'mamon. So that's good when it belongs to the owner. For the owner, it's a davar gerim l'mamon, because if it was lost, he's going to have to come up with another machzah shekel. So I understand why there's a shvua klapi the Bnei Yair. But why is there a shvua klapi the gizbar? The gizbar will never be, let's say it was stolen from the gizbar. Gizbar's not responsible. Hektish doesn't have to come up with the shortfall. Maybe they do. But it's not a davar gerim l'mamon. Maybe they're going to be, well, they'll probably take it from the people. Right, but maybe raise it from everybody else. So that's the Gemara's kasha, and for the Gemara that Takol and Chalitin skips to the two dots, and he says kasha. I was going to pull that out, but if we would do this all the time, I told you the whole Amid would be three lines, because according to everybody, you always not going to the next three lines. But Vaita kasha Hifrish Shikle V'Avad. So Reuven was Mafrish the Machzas Hashekel V'Avad, and it was stolen. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi, they say, by the way, the Mefarshim say that Takol and Chadatin. You know who wrote the Takol and Chadatin? Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, from the Talmidei Agra. And that's a P the Gra, and that's, they say that's the Ikar Pirush on Masechta Shkalim. So Hifrish Shikle V'Avad. So if somebody was mafrish to machzah shekel va'avad and it was stolen, Rabbi Yechanan number Rabbi Yechanan says chay bachriusa, he has to come up with another one. Achim surrender the gizbar until it arrives at the gizbar. You're always going to be responsible if it gets lost or if it gets stolen, even if it's from the shliach. Rishon ben Lakish shomer hektish b'shus agvaya b'chal makom shahu amir l'gvaya kemasir lahede. You give it over, you're done. You don't have to do anything anymore. Feit the Gemara masnisa pliga al Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The mission is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah said clearly that nishban lebnei yair ubnei yair shalik the tachteim, that if it doesn't, if they weren't time yet from the shumas alishko, the bnei yair are going to be responsible. So the Gemara loy oiti mishum shvuas takana. You're right. Rabbi Shlakish just meant midei raisa mi ikra din. You give the machzah shekel, you shouldn't be chayv anymore. But again, it was a, just like there was a shvuas takana. This is the way the Takun Chalitin explains. Just like there was a shvuas takana that said that even though in the parasha machzah shekel there shouldn't be a halacha of shvuas hashomer, yet mishum takana there is. So too, there's another halacha that says that even though midei raisa, he shouldn't be responsible anymore, because once he gave it, he already gave it. However, midrabbanan, we want people to be careful with the machzor shekel, so we tell them you're going to be responsible until it arrives at the gizbar. Like, just be extra careful; the machzor shekel won't get lost, and hekdesh won't end up losing out. Just very quickly, one interesting halacha l'maisa. There's a tshuva from the Maril I saw brought down that the Maril said the discussion was somebody asked the Maril that he knows that he's going to earn X amount of dollars over the course of the year. He has a chiyuv ma'aser k'safin. His question was, could he give ma'aser k'safin at the beginning of the year? I'll daite the money that he's going to earn later. Because do you say, there's no chiyuv ma'aser until you actually earn the money. So I made $10,000. I have a chiyuv ma'aser of $1,000. I know you went ahead, you gave $20,000. Very nice. We appreciate the donation. You'll get a nice something. But it doesn't help you for ma'aser. Because the extra $10,000 that you thought you were giving ma'aser for, you couldn't give ma'aser for yet. You didn't earn that money yet. That was the shiloh that was asked to the Maril. Now the truth is, regarding ma'aser the irais, a regular perfect ma'aser dog and tishvi, that's mefurish chazal that you couldn't do that. You couldn't give ma'aser until it was chal v'chiyav ma'aser. A lot of halachas of when you're allowed to start gemar malach. A lot of halachas when you're allowed to give ma'aser. The question is, what about ma'aser k'safin? So the Maril told him, yishtaltzu this gemara. Says, you see, in this sugya there's a musig of tormin ala asid ligvois. So if there's a concept that gizbar can have in zin when they give out machsa shekel, even money that they didn't get because they know that it's coming, it's anticipated revenue. Right, sounds like a good Jewish accountant. So too, as it relates to ma'aser k'safin, you'd be able to do the same thing. I regular ma'aser, you can't. So he has a discussion with regular ma'aser and ma'aser k'safin. That's the Maril. But the truth is, we find a lot of coolers, right? You find a lot of coolers regarding ma'aser k'safin, because the truth is, the whole chi of ma'aser k'safin is very very questionable, right? It ranges from. It's questionable. The Taz and Ilchas Trumas from the Shulchan, not for sure. The Taz brings from his Shver, from his Meir Chami, the Bach, that his Meir Chami said that Ma'aser k'safin is only a minig ba'alma. It's not a chiyuv the Rabbanon. It's not a chiyuv the Eraisa. It's a minig ba'alma. The Pesachit Shuvas over there brings from the others. That's it. No, it is a chiyuv the Eraisa. So basically, it ranges anywhere from minig to right. Some say it's a chiyuv the Eraisa, but the minig is not to give. But the bottom line, it ranges anywhere from chiyuv to ma'aser. What's the makar, by the way, to ma'aser k'safin? What's the makar? So Tosfos and Tainus that everybody knows. Tosfos and Tainus Daf Tes brings aser to aser es kol tfuah zaracha hayotze. So as kol, what's called tfua sadecha? The rabbi is ma'aser k'safin. That's what he says. But there's a dazakein in Bali Tosfos that not everybody knows by Yaakov. It says v'chol ha'shetitein li aser asreno medrash loshen ha'medrash. Yaakov titein loses ma'aser min ha'momen. Yaakov is mesakeh to give ma'aser min ha'momen. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you something interesting. Listen,
like $1 million.
Then he brings the then I'll give ma'aser. Right, we'll stop here. The Ramah says that b'chanurim ha'bezois also applies to ma'aser k'safin. That you can right, you can challenge Hashem with ma'aser k'safin. All right, but that's for another day. Zokta Gemara, Tani Harishonim Neuflin. All right, so Reuven gave machzor shekel, and then it was stolen. So now he has to give another machzor shekel if it was koydim the trumas alishka. So the question is, now he has two machzor shekels. We said it doesn't count for next year. Ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yame. You can't give more than a machzor shekel. So what do we do with it? Zokta Gemara, Harishonim Neuflin takol chadatin, v'hashniim Neuflin takol natikin. The second group falls into the pot called Takol and Atikim that had its own halach is what they did with it. Eloheinu Rishenev, Eloheinu Ashniim. Which are the Rishenev, which are the Shniim? Machloikis, Rav Pinchas, Bei Rav Chiyo, Rav Abba Mori. Chadam one said, Elo Shasholchu B'nei Yotchilo, one that they sent first. V'charon Omar, the other Shita says, Elo Shegilei Dei Gizborin Tchilo. The one that the Gizbar got for his Oktimishnavaita. I know you sin shikloy lichaveroy, lishkala yoda. Somebody gave his friend Machsa Shekel. He said, do me a favor, can you please give the shulchan? You're going anyways? Give him the Machsa Shekel on my behalf. The shukla, the yatsma, he says, oh, that's nice. I was looking for one of those. And he takes the Machsa Shekel and he gives it for himself. So in Nitrimo Hatrumo, if the Gizbar already was turned from the Chumas Halishka, meaning now all the Machsa Shekels, like we said in the previous Mishnah, belongs to Hekdish. So it comes out he didn't steal from the Bnei Yair. He didn't steal from his friend, he stole from Hekdish. So now he's a moyel. So if he did a b'shogi, he has to bring a carbon, but amazing, he gets malchus. Now he's already in trouble. Hashoikel shikloi min ahektish. What if another case? Somebody made was menadev money, lebet gabayis. He has $100 sitting in his drawer, but it belongs to Hektish. He made a neder. Now he has to give machsa shekel. He says, oh, perfect, I'm moyshel Hektish. So he takes his moyshel Hektish to buy a chumas, to buy a machsa shekel. V'nitrumo hachrumo. And the gizbor got the chumas adesh, the machsa chumas adesh. They got the machsa shekel, and they were turning from the chumas alishka. Behemah, they actually brought the behemah. So then the halacha is mal, he's going to be mal. So what's this nitchumah, chumah, vikar, behemah? So you need two things over here in order to be mal. You need that what you took was hektish, number one. Number two, you're not moil until you take something that was hektish and you bring it l'chulin. So therefore, if I took the gizbar's machsa shekel, but the mice that I stole never went l'chulin, I wouldn't be a moil. Right, if I just play with a davish al hektish, but it never went l'chulin, then there's no me'ila. So when is the me'ila triggered? So the prerequisite is that I stole something shal hektish. When does it become hektish? Once the gizbar is tayrim the first truma, then all machzis hashekel Allah asad likvayis, everything becomes hektish. When is the me'ila affected though? When does it actually become me'ila? When the gizbar does more than that, when he actually takes machzis hashekel and he brings it l'chulin, then we say that I'm considered a moil. When is that? When he buys behemoths, they're makriv of the behemoths. Now the money that he used to buy the behemoth belongs to some farmer somewhere. That moyes is moyes chulin. You can buy beer with it. You can do whatever he wants with it. That moyes is moyes chulin. Now, then it's considered that it went from hektish to chulin. Then he's considered a moyel. So the nitrima truma of the reisha and the nitrima truma of the seifa is not the same thing. The nitrima truma and the reisha is when it belongs to the gizbar. The nitrima truma of the seifa is when it's actually yotzei l'chulin. And for that, it's not even enough that it was nitrima truma. You need that it was nitrima truma of a korban behemah. The Gemara will get back to that. What if somebody used mois ma'aseh sheni or used shmita money? The chiddush of that money is that although it's hektish, but you can be paid it. So then the halach is yachal kinegdon. The Gemara will explain. Hashoikel, the first. What's that? Shemitah money, like you did Tzchayru with Peir Shvias, which you weren't supposed to do, so now there's certain halachas with what the din is with that money. Hashoikel, Tanino, second halacha the Mishnah said, Imkarva Behema. The when is it considered that you're Moyo? When do we look at it as if the Mois went Lechulin? That's if the Gizbar bought Behemoth with it and he was Makrib the Behemoth. But Rebbe said, Imnitra Matruma. As long as he bought animals, now he, right? I have the animal, the farmer has the money, it was Yoitzel Lechulin. Mantana, skip the parentheses, Imnitra Matruma. Who's the Tana that says im nitrima hatruma? Not like our Mishnah. That's enough. Rabbi Shimon. It's a Rabbi Shimon that we're going to learn about later. Damar Rabbi Shimon miyad hoy mekabel ma'osav. He used to be mekabel his money right away. Vakihanim is reason him. See later. There's a halacha, an interesting halacha, that if somebody would come and somebody would do work for hektish, let's say somebody sold something to hektish. So hektish, they had to buy a lot of flour, a lot of oil for the carbon for the menachas. So they bought flour and oil. And they pay $1,000, you get the $1,000, they use Moishel Hektish, obviously, and now we have, now Bezin Hektish has the flour and oil. So you would think that as soon as this transaction is completed, you get a receipt, the Mois becomes Chulin, and I keep the flour and oil. Hektish says, no, not so simple. Yad Hektish Allah Yodim, we had a similar halacha to this. I don't remember, we had it Shabbos, Pesachim. We had a similar halacha. And basically, the halacha is that until Bezdin goes ahead, and they're actually, until the Hektish goes ahead, and they're makriv the mincha, we always say that the transaction isn't completed. Why? Because what happens if the oil spoils? Or if the flour spoils? Who's going to lose? Obviously, the buyer's going to lose, but Hektish doesn't want to lose. So Hektish says that the transaction is pending until we actually use it. Once we use it, remember when they used to measure? Remember we had when they used to come and measure? They had two ropes, how they used to measure it. Yeah, whatever.
Basically, this comes to my store. I'm like, no, thank you. It's okay.
Right. So Matanem Nitshim Atruma. Oh, Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says that as soon as you complete the transaction, I buy this, the whatever it is, then the deal's already done. Zokti Gemara, very geschmack. So according to Reb Shimon, that the transaction is completed as soon as I buy what I buy. So if it's Nitshim Atruma, they bought the behemoths. In our case, we're talking about the Korban Sibor. As soon as the Gizbar buys the behemoths, I get the behemoth, you keep the money, done, the money is chulin, I'm already a mile. As soon as the money goes to chulin, I'm considered a mile. But according to the Chachamim that argue Reb Shimon, that the soilus and the shemen don't become, that the mice that you use to buy the soilus and shemen doesn't become chulin until you actually use the soilus and shemen. So too here, the mice that I use to buy the behemoths won't become chulin until we're makir the behemoth. That's why the Mishnah says, you're not mile until you're makir the behemoth. Very geshmaki gemar. So man tano, im nitra mahatruma Reb Shimon, the Amar Reb Shimon, miyata imakabal ma'osav, he would take his money right away, vakianim's reason him. Kianim's reason is the reason why Reb Shimon holds that he's not so concerned. He's not worried that the soil is going to spoil. The Shem is not going to spoil. And they took care of business. So the Gemara, Vekasha, Mara asks, Vekasha, Ilu ha-goyne v'alasa shal chaver. First halacha of the Mishnah. So we discussed the second halacha, now we're discussing the first halacha. First halacha was, if somebody gives the machsa shekel to his friend, do me a favor, he did him a favor, took it for himself, so now the halacha is that he's a mile. What the cash is, the Gemara's cash is. Let's say somebody would steal his friend's carbon oil. The shachtei snam, he would give it to a kohen, bring this oil. And he would shecht it snam. What would be the halacha? Who would get the schar? The original owner would get the schar. Just because I'm the shliach and I gave it, so freit the Gemara, who cares who put the machzis ha-shekel into the kupa? At the end of the day, he put it into the kupa, he gave it to the shulchani. Shulchani gives it to the hektish. By the time hektish ends up at the machzis, they don't know whose is what. They have no idea. They're just bringing the machzis ha-shekel on behalf of whoever gave it. So if it's being given ala gavui, ala asidlik voice. So whoever the real owner is, right, may he stand up and it's his. So
It's not his anymore.
Okay, so you're saying that maybe he stole it, but he's stealing from Hektish. It might not be so pashut over here. So I hear what you're saying. You have to look from a Geneva perspective, but that's the Gemara's kasha. Because we're dealing with Hektish. It's a little different. So why are we assuming now that this shliach was mayel, that he did something wrong? The original owner has to now naturally come up with a new machzis ha-shekel. Why? It should be his. Whatever happened on his behalf. That we could say that it's talking about where he gave a very specific machzis ha-shekel, or it was identifiable that this machzis ha-shekel belonged to this person. Now, it belonged really to an original owner, but he went ahead and he looked at it, and this person, the shliach, the gizbar, thought that it belonged to the shliach. And the Gemara gives a mashal to this. Mishal beis Rabbi Gamliel, shayim mischaven v'deichlo techakufa. Beis Rabbi Gamliel, you know, was like, that sounds like a chesidah shechumra. They wanted to have the good feeling that it should look like when the gizbar took the chumas alishka right in the beginning, they were taking my machzis ha-shekel. It didn't matter. They did it ala asa ligvois. So he would go right before the gizbar was about to do it, they would shtip sechanan and they would throw in the machzis ha-shekel. Oh, it can him a man shekel for the esh the carbon. And that was like a schus. They sold it, you know. You got the whole 9 yards. So in that case, the gizbo, when he saw Rabbi Gamliel's family throw the machzis ha-shekel in, he wasn't just doing it stam. He was actually, he had in mind Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, now we're ready. There's a shinui bailam issue. That could be the problem. V'chosh loymar, I'll prove to you that that's the case. Because if not, how could you have forced this person to bring a carbon Mi'ilo for being mayol? Shemla shirayim heinoiflin. Maybe he was never mayol. When were you mayol? Your machzis ha-shekel went lechulin, maybe it didn't go lechulin. Maybe it was from the leftovers, and the shiarim had a separate halacha, but there's no mi'ilah associated with the shirayim. The chiyesh mi'ilah b'shirayim, el kremei. It's only Ramei that knows yesh mi'ilah b'shirayim. The Ramei raim b'mayilah b'shirayim, but nobody else does. So the Gemara says, oyid hi. Again, you have to know where all the commas go here. Oyid hi b'misuyin shal beis Rabbi Gamliel shem ischavim tamil l'shmoy. No, again, it must be. We mean Rabbi Gamliel's case. If you mean Rabbi Gamliel's case, your kasha is not a kasha either. Manena, in order to be mayil, you have to have hana. What hana did the person have? Well, what's mi'ilo? You have hana that's worth a shava pruta from a davar shel hektish. You consider it a mayil. What's your mi'ilo? Oh, you're getting machzis ha-shekel. What's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is mitzvah's lovely. Honest nitnu. That's not considered hana. Omer Rabbi Mishin Rabbanu de Tamon. Mekimin shebezdin ru'uyin lemashkein v'lemishkin ha-kemeshin enes. This is already a geshmak of Gemara that we don't have time for. But the Gemara said, you're right. The actual mitzvah, the kima mitzvah machzis ha-shekel, that's lovely. Honest nitnu. But you know what that hana is? What would be if you didn't give the machzis ha-shekel? They would come after you. So the fact that you're using, forget the mitzvah. I'm not getting. And there's no ilam habu with this. But the bottom line is, ordinarily they would have came after me. Now they're not coming after me. Why not? Because in their eyes, I gave the machzis ha-shekel. This guy has a balance. I'm paid up. So they're not going to cover the fact that I don't have to shield these phone calls. Right? I can answer my cell phone. That has a lot of value. So therefore,
who is it?
Yeah. Not available. So Ma'isa Sheni v'chulu fighter. Last halacha was that you can give Ma'isa Sheni. What did it say? Yoichel kinegdom. What does that mean? Ma'isa Sheni tichsiv ach b'shor. It's a kasha. Ma'isa Sheni tichsiv. Right. Tichsiv is usually a raya. V'hoksiv ach b'chor asher yevukar l'Hashem bebehemo lo yaktish ish oisoy. And we learn from that pasuk kol shahu kodesh ekedusha chala alav. So what's the kasha? Right, so how could you take Mois Maisa Sheni for Machzis ha-shekel? That was the last halacha of the Mishnah. Sounds like you could do it. Yoichel kenegdon. You shouldn't be able to do it. It's hektish. Ain't hektish chalal hektish. The Gemara explains what the Mishnah means. What it means is, maybe sela shel chulin. You bring a sela shel chulin. Va'omer and you say, Mois Maisa Sheni b'chol makom shehein yehu mechulolin al sela zu. Va'isa sela nitvas al shei Maisa Sheni. So the point is, you don't just use the Mois Maisa Sheni as is, but rather you poid it, and since you poid it, therefore it works.